This is the Wildernet Podcast for Monday, October 2nd, 2017, episode number 42. Hello. Welcome back to the Wildernet Podcast, where we rediscover nature in a digital age. I'm Shane.
Yo, I'm Eric.
Yo, Eric. What is happening?
Just drinking some wine.
Oh, same. Same. We're classy. Classing it up tonight, and I'm somehow way less classy than you are here.
Yeah, well, don't worry. The hat takes all the class out of it.
Or it puts it back in, perhaps.
Or it puts it back into the class.
Wait, what are you actually drinking out of now?
A wine glass kind of thing.
Oh, it is actually, yeah, you're much classier.
It doesn't have a stem.
Much classier than I am. But for the folks at home that didn't see you pour that small glass bottle in there, it was at least glass. I'll give you that too.
Yeah, there we go. No, things have changed in my life a little bit.
Yeah, what do you mean by that exactly?
Got a little baby girl. She is going to be 3 whole weeks old tomorrow.
Wow. That's right.
Which is crazy.
You are now 3 weeks with child.
That's not no longer. Yeah.
Terminology.
Here's a little photo.
Oh, can you do that?
See how cute she is.
Oh, she's adorable.
That's what I'm living with. And it's amazing. Also shot my first ever deer with a bow on Saturday.
See, I thought so that's what you meant. I saw you post, well, obviously you talked to me, but you did make that comment, and I wasn't sure if that meant just the season or, you know, but yeah, congrats on that, man. Well, congrats on both of those things.
Yay.
That's exciting.
Congrats are in order. Poof, confetti, like we're on Apple Talk.
Yeah.
Or Facebook. Congrats. Poof.
Yeah, one of those.
Or Demi type it does stuff. What's new with you, huh?
What's new with you, eh? What is new with me? What is new with me? Don't really think about the... Well, you know, since... I know it's been a few weeks. Apologies for that.
No apologies. There was a birth of a baby in there.
There was a birth of a baby. And since then, let's see. I guess I've gone my furthest distance running-wise.
Which was?
19 miles now.
19 miles.
Yeah, it was not in such a timely fashion. That was like 3.5 hours. I was really actually going for the full marathon again, and it did not happen once more. But, well, you know, I want to say there might be, even though there was just the Milwaukee Marathon, and there was another one in Minneapolis. It was probably a few around the country, but I want to say there might be another marathon happening in Milwaukee in a couple weeks. That
there is. Still, I don't know what it's called, but there's a guy from work that's training for it, has been training for it, and he is going to be, two of them actually, are going to be running it. He said he just did his 20 miles the other day.
I know, I could still do my 20 miles. I probably should just go for it. But
you can do it!
Yeah, no, I'd be signing up late. It's going to cost money and stuff. We'll see if it. We'll see how that. I'll have to report back in a few weeks and see whether or not I actually did it.
That is something I want to do. There is
really.
I don't know when I want to do it.
You want to do that?
I want to do a marathon. That's on my bucket list. I just don't know. I know it takes a lot of time and commitment and training, and that's tricky for me.
Yes, it is something else. Let me tell you, I do have a. Couple.
You've done one or a half marathon?
No, I've done a couple, two official half marathons and then like three or four. Man, now I've probably done it about 4 times beyond that just on my own, but
yeah. Doesn't count.
Yeah. I do have some Ruined. Friends though that or I should say I have a friend that just completed their first marathon, and then I saw one other person on Facebook did the same thing.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Good on them.
That's great. What are we talking about today?
Today we are
the activity of the week.
Boom.
We are talking about, you know, what? How do we label this? I'm just going to read it as is here. 5 things to bring to a desert island. perhaps. And we're specifically...
You said desert island.
Yeah.
Are we talking like tropical? Well, or deserted?
We'll go with... Oh, yes. This is a common mistake, isn't it?
I don't know it. Yeah, I'm actually confused. I might have not prepared the right things.
No. Well, I guess it's both, really. I mean, let's assume deserted and that it is also a tropical climate.
Okay, that's great.
And in
so
the
what
future,
about what about Gilligan? What was that? Was that on a desert island?
What do they say in the song?
It
was kind of both, but then I heard there were episodes where there might have been like tribes people on the island or something. So
yeah, you're right. There were.
So I don't know how. I don't think that's deserted, but you know they didn't.
Yeah. Okay. So we're thinking like more like you know, Tom Hanks and Castaway.
Tom Hanks, Lost, all that. Yeah. Which, by the way, was supposedly presented as Castaway, Castaway the TV show when they first sort of wanted to do that show, but.
Oh, fun.
Much different. What,
so are we surviving on this island together or on two separate islands individually?
we're playing this, I don't know, Sim Island style or something. I don't know. Let's say hypothetically that this is each our own. Let's say we're on two separate sides of the island and we don't know we're there. Or we both wound up there and got disconnected from one another. Maybe later on we
get to... We have our stuff that we have written down.
Yes. Yes,
we okay. do.
And let's say that we, at some point, meet up, and then we can combine our so-called tools.
There we go.
That sounds wrong.
You know, let's just put this out there. So I don't know if anybody's watching, listening, whatever, but if you are, see what I did there? Like a pirate. If you are listening, or you end up listening, we'd like to know... I mean, go ahead and vote. Vote who's gonna survive the longest. Is it gonna be Shane or is it gonna be Eric? Based on what we have,
they're gonna pick you anyway.
Not based on character, because Shane, you know, when he gets that big beard going, he can survive anything. Not to mention he just said he ran 19 miles. Guess what I'm not doing? I'm not running 19 miles.
Maybe distance wise, I'm not gonna out sprint something. Though I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I am gonna be great at not sleeping. the last 3 weeks of my life. So
yeah, there you go. You're all. Practiced up, huh?
Wide awake.
Nice.
And tired at the same time. So if I sound funny, that's what's happening. But I'll go first, I guess.
Sure.
So, if you will.
Was I supposed to cue that yet?
That's perfect. Yep. Fire starter. The first thing I would bring is a fire starter. Not like one of those little stupid bricks that you light on fire and to use to start. So I'm talking about like a flint where you... It makes a spark, and then you know you got to give it like a nice bed of sparks so you can ignite. But that's my first thing that I would bring. What's your first thing?
Oh, are we doing it this way? I guess we could do it that way. That sounds good. Although, will that confuse our listeners? They're trying to remember
track
everything.
What are you trying to say about our listeners? They're stupid.
I would be confused myself. That's all.
are you saying you're stupid?
All right, we'll alternate. It's fine. It's just fine. I am, the first thing on my list is a water jug of sorts to be able to hold water. Now, assuming, hopefully there is some fresh water within this island, it depends on, because otherwise I'm screwed pretty much. but that thought did not cross my mind initially for whatever reason, and I would probably struggle actually collecting water. I mean, there's other ways. Rainwater, of course.
Well, let's just assume we're in the ocean.
Let's go ahead and assume we're in the ocean.
I mean, like, you know, not in the ocean, but you get what I'm saying.
So perhaps my
water jug... Surrounded by ocean.
Perhaps my water jug also somehow collects rainwater. That would be great.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's a good thing. We had a water jug in the Boundary Waters.
We did.
That worked out fine. The other thing I would bring... So five things total for each of us, by the way. Five things total. So the other thing I'd bring is a kettle or a pot, whatever you want to call it. And the reason I'd bring that is once I use the fire starter to start my fire, I can then fetch water from wherever I can get it, and I can boil that water to sanitize it.
Oh, sure. See? And, geez. Yeah, you're smarter than I am.
And while that water is boiling, and I'm on a tropical island, I might toss a couple lobsters in there, too, if I can get them. And we'll get to that next.
Yeah, you might need a... Well, all right, fair enough. Although, without giving away your next item, it might have to be like a cage or something, you know. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
Could use my toe.
See, yeah, everyone's going to vote for you because you thought this through with the... This was your idea to begin with.
Holding Logan in one arm and my cell phone in the other, I just went into Google OneDrive and I was like,
oh, sure. Oh, wait. Oh, you were doing that. I thought you were like Googling things.
Yeah, no, adding it to the show notes. But okay. Holly gave me some advice. She's like, you can bring me. I'm like, no. No, I'm not supposed to objectify you. You're not an object. I can't bring you.
That's very well played.
That's right.
So my next item is going along the same lines as the water jug, and that's iodine tablets, because, and I know I could have this wrong, those are for purifying water, yeah?
That is correct, but the problem with that, my friend, is that those could run out.
Well, yeah. Yeah, all right, fair enough. See,
you're gonna put a time limit on it, so I just figured indefinitely.
You're gonna win this. You're gonna totally win this.
you'll come more prepared next time. Learning you are.
Well, yeah, it was either iodine tablets or some sort of purification system of some kind. I mean, there's other ways to purify the water without tablets, right?
Boiling it.
Boiling, right? Of course.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes. And there were no rules. We literally told each other, like, we didn't have rules. And somehow none of the items on here even match, not a single one.
Well, okay. So the next thing I'm bringing is a fishing net, but not like the kind you hold to like net a fish. I'm talking about like a large square net that has like weighted corners so I can lob that out or set it up or whatever I can do with it. So that's my idea for catching some fish.
Fish, and yeah, maybe you want to avoid the lobsters so they don't try to break through your net. Snap.
Yeah, that would suck. Then I wouldn't catch any fish.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Maybe. I mean,
a lobster's claws that sharp?
I don't. It depends what kind of net.
It's not like they're not slicing through rope with their stupid claw.
Nylon net? Is that what you're going with?
Doubtful.
Well,
they
have a groove.
They can't make it. They can't seal that off.
You don't know. Razor blades for hands.
Edward Lobster Hands.
Yeah, he just gave me a great Halloween idea.
Who's the freaking lobster from SpongeBob?
SpongeBob was thinking the same. Mr. Krabs. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, Mr. Krabs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun. All right, well, what do you got? What's next?
We're just flying through these, man. We're going to have like a 2-second episode.
We can break it out and we can talk about it more. Like,
we don't have to stop now.
We got two more. The last two we can really have a big debate on. I tell you that right now.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Although I do, I'm noticing something about yours now that I'll talk about in a second here once we get back to you. But so my next one is a thermal blanket, and I think that's the preference. Now, mind you, I also consider it a sleeping bag. But I believe a lot of thermal blankets can actually act as an SOS sort of reflective. Isn't that kind of part of the...
I think they can get wet too. Like where a sleeping bag gets wet, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's sleeping bags that you can get that are a little more water resistant than others. But yeah. Now, mind you, I've never actually owned a thermal blanket. So I don't know just how warm the thing is going to really keep you.
Maybe you could use that as a net.
Sure. I just, yeah, what, the blanket or
or a lure? You could probably cut a piece of that off. It'd be nice and shiny, and you could somehow make a lure out of that.
Yeah, it'll allure the, well, no, what's the, I don't know if that's a word, right? Allure. Anyway, sorry, the,
I think that's a cologne. I'm gonna bring some allure. Get all the mermaids.
Yeah, the whole time I'm like, hey, iPhone, internet. Cologne, suit.
Give me a beach towel. Get baked.
Oh, nice.
That might not be the right terminology.
Nicely done.
That's one of the things I think might show up on some lists.
Yeah.
But why is the rum gone?
Exactly. Exactly. PS4, right? No. Yeah, so, you know, the thermal blanket, yeah, I guess it'll because we didn't really talk about getting saved in any regard.
No, that's funny, because I thought about it. I'm like, well, no, the idea is that I'm not trying to get off of the island. I'm trying to survive on the island.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can, I guess.
Right. Well, at least mine's multi-purpose for that reason.
Yeah.
Basically something to keep me warm. That's what I'm going for. Of course, I don't have fire, so I'm pretty much screwed.
I mean, you could probably get fire. Tom Hanks did it.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Hanks can do it. Anybody? No, wait, it's the other way around. Like, Tom Hanks can do anything.
Is he the new Chuck Norris?
I mean, you know, you always call me Forrest Gump, so.
That's a good point.
That's for a reason. He's a miracle worker.
This next thing, I just figured, it's kind of like the Boondock Saints. I got a rope. I don't know what I'm going to do with this rope or how it's going to work, but I tell you what, it's going to come in handy at some point.
Was that a line in the movie? Because I...
Well, why do you need a fucking rope? What, everybody's got a rope in the movies?
Which guy is that?
And then the rope actually saved them.
Is that
when they got tangled in the air ducts.
Is that the dad? Is that Billy...
Dad, Connelly? They're two brothers. We talk about dad.
Well, who said, you're saying one of the guys says that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it young Indy or Daryl?
Is the guy on The Walking Dead.
Daryl. The Walking Dead. I don't know what their names are even in the Boondock Saints, but
I can't remember.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Someone's probably shaming me right now. I'm not sure who, but I know. Like,
did you say it smells like Shane in here?
No, someone's probably shaming me. Oh. It doesn't smell like Shane in here.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
No, that's too bad.
Sorry to hear that. Not enough Shane.
A good friend of mine, CH, he's got the
college humor.
From the Boondock Saints on his arm. Big old quote.
Seriously, the whole CH thing lately, I swear, because I went, it was one of the first, if not the first time I'd gone to, crap, I can't think of the name now, the restaurant that's over at the mall.
Cooper's Hawk.
Cooper's Hawk, right. So they got the CH on the menu, and all I could think the whole time was college humor. And then, because, yeah, it just says CH on there. And then went there two nights in a row, completely inadvertently. True story.
It's a good place to go. I'd go there every night in a row if I could.
And I barely had any wine, you know. And
that's terrible, because, you know, the wine, they give you a bunch of free samples.
All right, I see.
You just got to sit up front. They just keep pouring it.
I see.
There's no limit.
Oh, yeah, I should do that for some. We should do that. Let's go after this.
That's why Holly and I like going there so much, because we just get a bunch of wine, and then we sit down, and then we get some more wine, and then, like, after that, nothing can go wrong, even if it did.
Okay,
but that's fine. The food's not cooked. I'm having a great time.
So the rope thing, not kind of bringing it back here a little bit.
Rope me back in, Shane.
The rope, nice, nicely done. The rope thing, it seems like the net is. Is also made of rope, yeah?
No. I can't make a... No, I'm rope, like a big... Like a rope. A net is not a rope.
Well, no.
I couldn't make one out of the other.
You couldn't... You're telling me you couldn't make a net out of rope? No?
Well, maybe, but then I wouldn't have a rope.
What if you had like 100 feet of rope?
I don't know, but then it would fray and it would just unravel.
It would just get all over the place.
What if I need to use rope to hang an animal from a tree? Or
drag
a boulder, or pull a tree down, or
I'm just mentioning it for the sake of mentioning it.
Out of the net and the rope somehow.
Sing it so we don't get an email. Wait, I do actually want us to get emails. I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, fair enough. Fair point. Plus the rope's going to be a thicker, in general. Sure. I considered like twine or something, but I don't know. My thought behind that was that it's probably going to be like vines and stuff around, right?
Yeah, like Tom Hanks, Castaway.
Yeah, that was my thinking there anyway. I'd be able to get...
I can't make rope. I'm not sure how to do that.
I can't
even make a braid in hair.
Well, it depends what I'm actually going to use it for. It's, you know, doesn't have to be super strong. Just a vine. I just grab a vine. It does everything I need. There, boom.
Well, those vines in Nicaragua were pretty strong. I was swinging from trees with that vine. You were there. We were on that like state park where we touched the plant.
Oh,
and, like,
I do remember that.
Like,
yeah,
curled
yeah,
up
yeah.
or something.
Wait, what?
Yeah, by the monkey skull with the tree with the spikes.
Were we in an Indiana Jones movie?
Dude, these are photos that I have.
No, I remember the Vine. I remember the Vine. All the other things you just said doesn't really ring a bell, but it really does sound like some kind of Temple of Doom situation going on. But
we were on an island. We could have got deserted there. It was tropical-ish.
Tropical-ish.
Tropical-ish. It's the best gum for minting your mouth.
Oh, I like it. It's a great name.
Tastes like an orange, but it's not.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Tropical-ish.
All right, so my next one is the a first aid kit, which will run out, as you mentioned, but I don't use first aid a lot.
Come in handy because, you know, your life might run out if you don't have a first aid kit. So
exactly.
I thought about that.
Exactly.
I did think about a first aid kit.
Yeah, with all this fishing and fire starting and water boiling and roping stuff.
Yeah, you might like singe your eyebrows or burn your finger in water.
Who knows? Something. It's just an extra precaution, you know. Can't be too careful. Because, I mean, mind you, there's natural way remedies and things that I could be using out there, but I would much rather have a Band-Aid of some sort.
Band-Aid.
Some gauze. Some of that, surgical tape? What do they call it? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? What comes in one of those Tylenol? I mean, you could OD on that if you just hated life. They probably don't give you enough for that in a kit. Mm-mm. They're like, here's four. Good luck with that headache.
Wow.
Maybe not OD. Maybe like you got to knock your tooth out like Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Knock your tooth out. Yeah, just knock your tooth out.
That's what right. He did it with an ice skate.
Oh, God, don't remind anyone about that. That's the worst thing in the world you could have just brought up.
That's like the worst scene to watch in a movie theater ever.
What's the matter with you?
That's why you got Tylenol on your first aid kit. You know.
Yeah, that's why. Sure. Sure, sure.
Oh, in case Larry ever listens, and I'm using his first name, he might be listening. He might listen later. But I got to say this. The Wildernuts live!
What?
That's it.
Why did he want you to say that?
I almost forgot. I don't think he wanted me to. I just think he'll appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well.
And anybody that is friends with Larry will have to tell him that just happened.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm friends with Larry, so.
You guys have to deliver the message.
Sure.
What's my last thing? Can I talk about it?
What's my last thing? I don't know, Eric. What's your last thing?
What's my last thing, Shane? It's a hatchet.
So the book, you're bringing that. That's good.
So not the reading. Book. There is a book written about a kid that survives with a hatchet. It's pretty epic. And a windbreaker. I read that book like four times as
What's
a child.
What's it called?
Hatchet by Gary Paulsen.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I actually read that book. There's like two sequels, isn't there?
Yeah, it's split off. It's like if this, then that, if this, then that kind of scenario. So it's split off into two alternate book endings.
It's a choose your own adventure?
One if he got rescued and one if he stayed.
That's what it is? I had no idea. That's kind of fun. I had no idea that's what it was. Oh.
I read both of them. And I hated reading, so that says a lot.
I still hate reading.
And that says nothing.
I mean, read, kids. Make sure you read.
Stay in school.
Get a good education.
Yeah, no, a hatchet, there's a lot you can do. You split wood, you could chop things, you could cut things, you could use it for sharp stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of things you could do with a hatchet.
Mm-hmm. Can you...
That's why I like it.
Can you hatch?
It's got that weighted end, you know, so you could split wood into, like, little slivers and you could probably sharpen some things, make a spear. You
can throw it at things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Very similarly along those lines, speaking of sharp things, I threw down the old K-bar on here as my final item. And I considered...
You have a K-bar, don't you?
I do.
Well, top of mind then, hey?
I considered doing something a little more effective, shall we say, but I did not.
Like a hatchet?
I mean, something else that can projectile of some sort, something that actually kills stuff, you know? Because if I got to hunt me some whatever might be on the island, boars, clearly, according to Lost, it's clearly going to be boars on the island. Oh, boy. Well, maybe wildcats. But ultimately, I went with the knife because I figured that has unlimited ammo, you know?
Yeah, that's
well,
good.
I mean, you got to sharpen it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, should I bring a bow and arrow? Because like, at least that I can reuse. Assuming I don't lose my arrow, but if I have enough of them, I should be fine. But like, what am I really going to hunt on an island in the tropics?
Right.
Yeah, you know, a fish would be a better choice. Net. Yeah, I could trap things, catch it.
I could
make some stuff. I don't know.
Potentially use that K bar for fish too.
The rope. I got the rope.
I would be using that K bar for fish for sure. I would probably just die in the water because I would not be able to catch a fish.
I would love to watch it happen for a while.
It would happen for...
You'd get pretty thin.
Yeah, I would. I'd learn something, but it might be too late by that point for me.
So there you have it. Recap. I, Eric, would bring a fire starter, a kettle or pot to boil water, cook lobsters, whatever. Mainly sanitized water. And drink out of fishing net, not the hand net, and then a rope, and a hatchet. Those are my five things. What about you, Shane? Let's just recap on that.
Interesting. Ah, my five things would be a water jug, some iodine tablets, or perhaps a different sort of water filtration system that's more effective than that. A thermal blanket or a sleeping bag that is also waterproof. A first aid kit. And a K-bar or other similar.
It says K-bar.
Well, you think it's K-bar?
K-bar. I mean, I know you're saying K-bar, but it looks like K-bar.
It does look like it. No, I was thinking that too. Well, you would know.
I would not know.
You would not know?
I'm not Rambo.
Is it not pronounced? I mean, this is a.
It is K-bar, but I didn't know that it was spelled K-bar. I'm sure you looked into it before you did that, I'm sure it's correct. I wouldn't challenge you there.
Good. Because I did. Hey, someone's watching. Hey, who are you? Hi, how's it going? Who are you? Oh, wait. Just kidding.
Where'd they go? We scared them off. I'll squeeze you.
Still here. Yeah. It's probably Scott.
Hey, Scott.
I don't know if it's Scott. They haven't said anything yet. But at any rate.
Probably Larry.
Larry! He probably hates when I do that.
Do you do it often?
Well, at least when we're up, when we're camping and stuff. I don't know. I just always think about it. I don't know many Larrys, and I always think about the movie True Lies and Jamie Lee Curtis yelling that for whatever reason.
What does he yell?
Well, not he. Jamie Lee Curtis is like, Larry! Because that's Schwarzenegger's character's name in that. Schwarzenegger. Yeah, ooh, two viewers. There's two watching now. It's too bad that
the
show's
coming
almost,
from.
Yeah, it's too bad that the show's
almost. Someone
told
someone
over.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
No, I don't. Oh, I mean, no.
Did you say? What did you say?
Did you say something?
Yeah.
So that's good. So you know, you decide who you'd want to live or die with.
Yeah, it's gonna be Eric. I'm just calling it right now.
I mean, you could live with me or you could die with Shane. I mean, that's a way. That's
hey,
one way
live
to
together,
put it.
Die alone. If we don't live together, we're going to die alone.
Yeah, we'll meet up. Don't worry.
That's a lost quote if you didn't realize.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I've never
Matthew Fox, true story.
I watched that show with you, so I don't know much about that.
Yeah, twice through. I'm a lost expert, you might say.
Twice baked potato.
What's with you in the baked?
Twice
today?
Bitten, once shy.
Yeah, was that a Jim Carrey movie?
It's a song.
It's just called Twice Bitten, maybe.
I think that's what it is. Twice Bitten, Twice Shy, Twice. I don't know.
Hey, our website
is... Yeah, let's do the sound off.
I have no emails, Eric.
Oh, okay. Well, where do you find us?
You can find us at our website, niceguynetwork.com/wildernet. Find us on the iTunes at... It'd be funny as you just list this off sometime. itunes.apple.com/us/podcast/wilder-podcast/id65757310521, or you can just search for Wildernet Podcast.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. You can find us on Stitcher, wildernetpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter, we don't, it's dead. You can poke it with a stick, see if it's still alive, but I don't think it is, at Wildernet Podcast.
Uh-huh.
Facebook/WilderNet Podcast.
And on Instagram, the more important one.
That's right. Why is that? Where's that? Where'd that go? I thought I put that on here.
Maybe you did. Maybe it's just WilderNetCast. No, what is it? What is it? What is the Twitter account?
Cripes. Hold on.
While you're doing that, I'm going to keep talking about stuff.
It's just WilderNet.
It's just WilderNet?
That's right.
How'd you manage that one?
I manage stuff.
Way to manage stuff. Good job. Yeah, so check us out there. Also, if you'd like. Because Eric does that, and I don't so much. Although I will say that, yeah, Instagram is something I'm more into than I ever thought I would be at this point. Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where can people find you on the internet?
You just go to where2huntapp.com. That's what I'm into this time of year. I'm real big into the deer, so there's an app. It shows you where other hunters are. It's pretty cool. Check that out.
Nice.
I'd love it. If you are a hunter, you could share with a hunter. You could see where people are. Track your buddies, all that good stuff. Thanks. All
right. Well, I can finally officially say that Techies has kicked itself back off finally. I know I've been saying this for weeks.
Back off?
Weeks. I mean, we did an episode
back
just
on.
Back on. We did kicked off. We did an episode just last night. Tony and I, unfortunately, we may be a member down at this point, but Tony and I are going to do our best, and we're asking people to chime in and see if they want to guest host on that show at this point.
Ooh, that's fun. What about MK?
Yeah, we could do that, sure. If they, you know, if they're listeners and they want to email in,
they
can do so. Or text if you have my phone number, which MK does. Hint, hint, wink, wink. I don't know.
Listen up.
I don't think he wants any part of it.
Oh, but no, that's sad.
Maybe he would guess. Maybe. Who knows?
It is fun.
Yeah, of course. And I'm on Twitter at ShaveMaddox, even though Twitter's... You could try kicking that account with a stick, too. See what happens. Kick it with a stick.
Kick it with a stick. Poke it with a stick.
Poke it with a stick.
Get the stick. Don't get the stick.
See what happens. You know, I swear I would use Twitter more, and Instagram for that matter, if their notification system actually worked. Just throwing that out there.
What actually works?
Notifications, because with Twitter, it's like I either get all or nothing. I can't get anywhere in between, it seems like.
That's my complaint. Twitter's a fire hose. It's just too much all at once. You can't consume it.
I just need to be notified only when I get a direct message. That's all.
You remember when people would complain about Facebook has an algorithm now. It's telling me what I can and can't see all on its own.
Mm.
Yeah, well, because if it didn't, you'd just see everything, and it'd be Twitter. And guess what?
Facebook did it right.
There you go. That's
and Instagram is the opposite problem, because I have notifications on and I don't get any. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Why can't I have it both ways?
You sound like
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
We said the same time.
Jinx!
That's great.
Yeah, Dreamy Coke.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was a good episode. Nice work.
That was a good episode. Thanks, Eric. I had a lot of fun tonight. How did you feel about it?
I liked it. I'm glad I'm going to live. Sorry, you're going to die. I'll save you.
Nice. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. It's been a great show, great episode here. And until next time, don't stay in and hide.
Get outside.